fishing, sometimes you catch them on your hook.
They live in the water?
Mm-hmm.
In the ocean or in the fresh water?
In the, well, we've caught them on the creek.
Are there any kind like that that live in on the dry land?
No. Those are what draw up in the shell. Now they stay on dry land, but then they'll get wanting water, get dry, they're going to hunt water. They'll go to it if there's any water around anyway.
What about a tarpon?
Tarpon?
What's that?
Well, some call them a tarpon, some call them a turtle.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any kind of, get much kind of seafood in here?
No.
Those little things, you know, that come in shells and you might eat them, you know, sometimes?
You're talking about oysters. That's my birthmark.
That's your birthmark?
Mm-hmm. Oysters.
What do you mean it's your birthmark?
That was on me when I was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
On my hip.
Did it say?
It's just a foul shape of an oyster.
You don't mean it. What does that mean?
That was something my mother wanted. She wanted that when she was carrying me and she didn't get it, and why she put her hand, that's why the spot's there.
So that's why it's there?
Yeah.
Because she wanted an oyster.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have it?
No.
Do you any other kind of seafood you eat? Like the kind that, you know, has little fan tail things? You peel the shell off them and boil them?
You talk about crabs.
You have any
better come on,
And what about those other things besides crabs? You know, you can go to the fish market and buy them sometime. That little curl.
Well, look like crawfish. Well.
You have
yes, that's good too.
What kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we have pecan trees, walnut trees, hickory trees. Those hickories and walnuts, well, it's one walnut tree I know down the street here.
Tell me about those walnut trees.
No, well, they are. Have walnuts on them, they be green, and they stay on there until they start to fall in, they turn brown. Then you get them and beat them, beat the rest of that hull off them, well then after you get it off, it's black. But then you take a hammer and bust it, have to take a hammer to do it.
So you
can get the goody out of it. Mm-hmm.
So there's the hull on the outside, that green part that turns brown, mm-hmm. And then that black part, what do you call that?
That's the natural, called the body of it. You see, after that green, well, it turns, get dry and start turning dark, brown. And underneath that walnut, after you hull that off, well, that walnut is, dark. But then when you go to eat it, you have to take your hammer out and bust and eat too many of them, I'm telling you. So we'd get all such as that in the fall of the year. In the wintertime, we put it up. When it's raining and we couldn't get outdoors, after dinner, we'd have a big hickory eating or walnut eating. They even pick the goodies out and make candy.
How'd you do that? What kind of candy would you make?
Well, we'd make a syrup. See, the goodies would be just like English walnuts. We'd pick those goodies out. And then my mother would take sugar and make a syrup out of it.